All right, so much to talk about. The book.
You've got 2 minutes.
The album. I was told 15, just for the record.
I'm only kidding.
All right, and then the event coming up.
Yeah.
All right, should we start with the book?
Start whatever you like.
Book number three.
Yeah.
Okay, the last two have done so well, no surprise.
Yeah.
The premise of book number three.
Well, you know, the premise of number one was I found a box of postcards, and they were all from the boys, because if they went anywhere, I'd say, send me a postcard. I just love postcards. So that's what started this. And then with Nick Roylands at Genesis, you know, we were talking, and I've taken a lot of photographs, and I've got a lot of photographs. So we thought the book number two would be actually mainly photographs I took with cameras. And then it came to me again for book three that we're talking about. And several of the photos are taken with cameras, but most of them are taken with the iPhone.
I was going to ask you, in this day and age, what kind of camera do you use?
Yeah, well, I carry a real camera, but usually it's... it costs. Oh, yeah. Oh,
the cell phone.
I've got it already, you know?
Yeah.
And so this is a lot of shots on tour, backstage. You know, the one that blows me away was the one of this big eagle that landed on the balcony. I was in a hotel in Miami on tour, and this thing just came and, well, you've got to take a few photos.
Yeah.
And it didn't move. Just like, you want to take a photo? Okay. And then it came back the next day. So I got quite a few photos of it, and we put some of them in the book.
Well, an eagle is always a great shot.
Yeah, but with the ocean in the background, you think, what? You know, because you always think they're in woods and madness.
You describe the book as just random shots.
They are random shots. And, you know, it depends on the mood. If you look at some of the shots, they're actually plugs in the wall, but they look like faces. I hope they look like faces to everyone else.
Yeah, I saw
you. But to me, they look like faces. And, you know, then I'm sitting around the dressing room and I'll sort of take a photo of what I've left on the plate for dinner. Or then I'll arrange the potatoes, as potato man, I call him, with asparagus mouth. So, you know, it would be great, especially when I'm being interviewed, I only take shoes. You know what I mean? I only take seascapes, but it's all over the place. And so, I think people like that because they can see different attitudes of me, you know, as well as the photos. Oh, look what he's taking now.
Makes it very real to see your plate of food being photographed and making a book.
Yeah, it's in the book.
Yeah, okay. So. Touring. I'd love to have you reflect on touring today from, say, back in the heyday.
Well, it's a lot easier today. But we play a lot longer. Because when we were out as the Beatles, we did 30 minutes at the most. That's all. And then now we do 2 hours.
What about, how is it connecting today with the fans? Because everyone's got their cell phone up now.
As soon as you run on, half of the audience see you through their cell phone. Doesn't matter who you are. Mm-hmm. And that's how it is. And you have to say, okay.
Sign of the times.
Well, no, that's what they want to do. It's what they want to do. It's like part of now.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking one time for footage, Apple group of companies, we were looking for footage from the 60s that people had taken. Nothing. Nobody took photos. They just screamed. You know?
It is hard to find photos sometimes.
I mean, where I lived in Liverpool, the first camera we got, I was 18. There's only like 5 shots of me from birth to 18.
Yeah.
And now my eldest son is like 1,000.
Exactly.
My second son is 750, and my daughter, who still moans about it, there's only 50 of her.
We capture life differently. Let me ask you this. In the book, where is John Lennon in this book?
In my heart. Mm. In the book. He's on the record, and, you know, he wrote the record that we did. Are we switching to records now?
We can.
Anyway, the new record, What's My Name? You know, it's a story that, it's like out of the blue, really. I met this guy over several years. Name is Jack Douglas. and he produced John's later albums. And just this year, he said, well, did you get that cassette? I said, that's how long ago it was. I said, no, what are you talking about? He said, well, John wanted you to have this cassette. And it's him doing his demos in Bermuda. So it's called the Bermuda Demos. And so he said, well, I'll get you a copy. So he put it on a CD for me from his cassette. And at the beginning, John says, oh, that would be nice for Mr. Richard Starkey. This would be great for you, Ringo, in a Liverpool accent. And there's a song on it that he never finished. He just did the demo. He never made it on a record. And all the others he'd done, he'd put on his records. And so I was emotional when I heard his voice, actually, because it's out of the blue. He's been gone 39 years now. So that was a hard day when he went. Anyway, let's keep it up. And so I thought, well, I'm going to do it. I had no idea about this song, that it was on a demo even. And then we went to the internet and we found that it was put out once with George Montfort's strings on it, his demo. I never heard that.
Well, so now
never
it's
heard about
there.
It. It was like mad.
Let me ask you this. I love that you're still connected with Paul McCartney.
Oh,
a lasting friendship.
It is. Yeah, well, we were good friends. You know, we supported each other, and the music still carries on. Like, Abbey Road just came out, and it was in the charts. Okay. You know, we have all that time together, and if you go, there's the art gallery by the door of this hotel. You know, there's pictures of the four of us that were all in the same car. We only ever had two rooms in a hotel. We always shared. We knew each other really well. So, you know, we are in a way still together, but Paul and I are still together because we're still here.
I love that, that he comes to play on the album.
That's on the album for me. And, you know, he played Dodger Stadium a couple of months ago. He asked me to get up with him. I got up with him there. So, you know, we do that. So we're still friends and we have a lot of dinners together.
Talk about the album.
The album's great.
If you do say so, right?
Yeah. It's called What's My Name, which is, you know, I do know my name, but it's a song that Colin Hay wrote. He was Men at Work. And I found out this year, because he was in my band in the All-Stars 6 years ago, and he wrote this song. I never knew. And somebody was in the studio while I was working, and they said, have you heard Colin's song, What's My Name? No, Colin never mentioned it. So I called Colin. I said, you've got this song, What's My Name? Because I do it every night on stage. I say, What's My Name? Because I introduce the band, and so I don't feel left out. I go, What's My Name? And they'll go, Ringo. And so he wrote this song about my life, you know, from horses to cars, from playing in German bars, from being on the radio, like the musician life I led, or still do. And in the end, you know, in the middle of each chorus, what's my name? Ringo. So that's why it's called that, because it's a lot of fun.
Do friends call you Ringo or Richard?
Only family call me Richard.
Okay.
Yeah, or granddad. Or dad.
God, or great-granddad.
Well, we're trying to get him to say GDD. And have you ever tried to teach a two-year-old GDD?
He's getting there, right?
Da-da-day. No, GDD.
Okay.
GDD. It's like I taught all my grandkids to do this.
Peace.
Since they were babies. And so at the beginning, you see them like...
Oh, that's adorable.
Trying to get it together, you know. Now, as soon as they see granddad.
Love that. You must love that.
I do.
Yeah, because that's your thing.
Even if they recognize me, I love that.
Yes. And you're big with the All-Stars. You love supporting other artists.
I do. I love to play. And, you know, I am the drummer in the band. And you need a piano, a bass, a guitar, something in front of you. You know, it helps the melody. And so I was asked in 1989, would I put a band together, go on tour, was I interested? So I thought, well, how will I do that? So I'm just going to make some phone calls, open my phone book, in those days you had a book, and started calling. Everybody said yes. Joe Walsh said yes. Nils Lofgren, yes. Dr. John, yes. Billy Preston, yes. Lee Von Helm, yes. I was so insecure.
You thought they wouldn't
say
yes?
There were three drummers. No, they all said yes, but yeah. I had Jim Keltner on this side and Lee Von Helm on this side, so I felt pretty cool.
Let me show you this here. So at Fox 11, we isolated some shots from video that we took in the 1960s, 1966, right? Capitol Records,
yeah.
Here in L.A.
And was the Fox 11 in these years?
Yeah, it was.
I don't
Fox
think
11.
So.
What wasn't called Fox 11 at the time?
No, it was called probably Number 9.
Metro Media.
Yeah. So what are you isolating?
See.
Just
the. Yeah.
Oh, there we are. Mm-hmm. You used to do this all the time. Every gig, they'd want you to say hi.
When you see these photos, does it take you back to that day?
It does. I mean, you know, this is very large in my being, really. This was a great time. We were coming up. We were going big. And it was like, you know, things you wanted to do. And yeah, I was the best dresser.
And obviously, you fell in love with Los Angeles.
I did. Well, first of all, we landed in New York. It was America.
Yeah.
That represented America.
Right.
We were here finally with all those people we loved. All the music came from America. And so we were in New York. Oh, it was like such a vibe. It was so great. And then we went on tour and we got to L.A. And, oh, this is pretty cool. Okay, no, New York, L.A., New York, L.A. So L.A. won. But just loved the heat. I loved the light.
And you did
I loved the lifestyle, really.
Yeah, you did your studio album at your home.
I do. I work at home now, the last 6-7 records I've made.
Right here in Los Angeles.
Right in L.A., yeah. Right in outside our house, in the guest house.
Love it.
So the bedroom is the drums and amplifiers, and the living room is where we have the Pro Tools and everything else, and the kitchen is never used.
So it's like family, though, with other
it
musicians.
It is, and I can, you know, go and have a cup of tea or coffee with Barbara, or I can pet the dog. It's like, it's not like, okay, we're doing this.
Yeah.
We can have fun, we can have a laugh, and, you know, we can just relax. And there's no red light, you know, like you go to a studio. I mean, I've mentioned it several times now. I have no real excitement going into a studio anymore because it's, you know, they're a bit clean. And there's a big window, and there's a bit of separation. And I was telling someone just a minute ago that the last time I was in Capitol Studios was with Jenny Lewis, and I played on her record. But usually I'm on a lot of records of other people, but they send me the files in this modern day and age. So I just go into the bedroom, play drums, and then send it back.
Tell me Capitol Records' place in music history.
I think it has a huge place in history, besides they got lucky and got us. But they, you know, before that they had Frank, they had a lot of big acts. And the building itself represented, you know, 78s or LPs, if you like. But I think, you know, the whole structure, it's iconic because of all the people that came out of there, all the music that came out over the last 60 years, 70 years, but also the building and its roundness.
As a Beatle, when you'd walk up and see that building, you thought what?
Well, we never worked there because we worked at the parent company, EMI. And so, but when I used to love to drive up and down the Strip, we'd come here in the 60s and, you know, the Strip was great. You know, it's like light and colorful, especially after 65, people started coloring up colorful clothes, you know, and had plenty of time of day. Yeah, let me talk about that, man.
All right.
Things were good.
I'm going to ask my
questions.
Yes, please.
Can you imagine, though, in the 60s, I mean, you had to hide from life, and now you can go to a shop and buy it. Things have changed.
Yes.
We have the Peace and Love moment on the 7th of July, my birthday. Came out of an interview, And someone said, "Oh, what would you like for your birthday? What would you like the fans?" I said, "I'd love them. I don't know where it came from. I'd love them to just go at noon, wherever you are, peace and love on my birthday. That's all I ask." And now we started with 100 people in Chicago, and now we're in 27 countries celebrating my birthday with peace and love.
Can I do it with you right now? It's peace and
Yeah,
love.
baby, you can do
Peace
it.
and love.
Yeah, peace and love.
I like
And
that.
goodbye.
Can my producer get in one question?
Your producer, oh yeah,
Two things for you.
Yes.
What's something uniquely Los Angeles that Ringo Starr does?
Well, you know, I live here. We live in LA. You do what everyone's doing. You live here. And, you know, I have a lot of friends in this town. I've had a house here since 76. Different houses, very LA-ish of me. But the house we're in now, we've had since 92. And, you know, we've got dogs and we've got friends and we go out. Like, we went out with our daughter Tuesday and her friend for dinner. You know, you could. I just like the casualness of it.
So, might
Yeah.
we see you at Gelson's or Dan Tana's
You could
restaurant?
always see us at Erewhon.
Oh, okay. Healthy eater.
But in the sort of early 90s, you could see it as Gelson's.
Okay.
But we've gone organic.
Question number two?
Just one more.
Yes.
The track, What's My Name?
Yeah.
Rocks. I know Colin wrote it, but obviously he wrote it with you in mind.
He did.
And it talks about, you know, things change, but I'm still in the game.
I'm still in the game. I
Yeah.
am in the game.
And what does
Yeah.
that mean all these years down the road?
It means, I mean, for me, it's a lot of joy in my heart because, you know, you have to go back to when I was 13 in hospital, not feeling very well. And this, to keep us busy because we were all bedridden, this woman brought in like maracas and tambourines and little drums. And I hit that drum. And I only wanted to be a drummer for the rest of my life. And guess what? It's still happening. I'm still playing. I still love to play. I love to play with other musicians, you know. I've never been one to go in the back room and practice, but if you play an instrument, I'll play with you all night. You know what I mean? I just love to play.
I work with a lot of kids, and when I see your story about having been in the hospital for a year, being terribly sick as a young child,
Yeah.
to see where you are today, it's wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of heroes out there, those children who go through so much. You know, it's really harsh. But
Rags to riches story.
anyway, there we are.
Very good. All right. Thank you so
Thank
much for
you.
your, excited
Thank you.
about your book, excited about your event.
Great.
Yes.